And it's week one of the 2017 NBA playoffs. The number one seed Boston Celtics have so far lost two games to the Chicago Bulls, while the Houston Rockets lead the Oklahoma City Thunder 2-0. Three more games are slated for tonight, including one between the Indiana Pacers and last year's champs, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Joining us now is Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi there, Mike.
Hello.
Okay, so let's talk about last night's game. First of all, between the Thunder and the Rockets, kind of record-breaking in a certain way.
Well, certainly. Russell Westbrook, who set a record for triple-doubles this year. This is double-digit in any statistical category. He usually does it with points, assists, and rebounds. Had another one. His point total was 51 points to go along with his 13 assists and 10 rebounds. Still not enough because his teammates aren't as good as the Rockets and their best player. And probably the guy who's going to finish in second to Westbrook in the MVP voting, James Harden. The Thunder had a fourth quarter lead. The Rockets came back. Now, Westbrook got some criticism. His 51 points did come on 43 shots, which is half of the Thunder's total. But you know what? Or almost half. It's still what's his true shooting percentage, kind of an advanced statistic, is still pretty good. He's still the best option. He still missed some fourth quarter shots, and of course they'd be better if they made him, if he made them. But, you know, he's an amazing player willing his team to at least being close in these games.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Celtics because they actually might be on the verge of collapsing after what's been a great season. What's going on?
Well, Isaiah Thomas, their really only consistent scorer, his sister died right before the first game, and that obviously took an emotional toll. But let's not even talk about the Celtics. Let's talk about the Bulls, their competitors. They were a bad team all year. They eked their way into the playoffs. You know, they were the eighth seed. The Celtics got the number one seed in the East, and specifically, Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo have been phenomenal for this team. Now, if you haven't paid attention to basketball since 2011, you might say, well, what's the big deal? Because Rajon Rondo especially has kind of fallen off a cliff in terms of production. But I have to tell you, playoff Rondo is the most virulent form of Rondo. like a mom whose baby is trapped under a car and she lifts it. I don't know what happens to this guy, but he's been amazing. And the Bulls look like the better team. They look like the more talented team with those two aging superstars playing the way they are.
I mean, so if you're going to peak late, right? So what
I
about
guess.
Yeah. So what about Golden yeah. State and the Cavs? Good matchup there.
Golden State cruising. The Trailblazers haven't come close, but the Pacers have come close against Cleveland. Cleveland hit the brakes, took it easy at the end of the regular season, didn't really compete for that number one seed, and that historically has been bad strategy going into the playoffs. But Cleveland, an oldish team and has done it before, kind of figured we're going to make the finals because we're that good, and they are up 2-0 on the Pacers. Though the first game came down to a last shot that Indiana couldn't make, and it was close in the second game. So they'll get out of this first round, it looks like.
Okay.
Probably, you know, still the favorite in the East.
Just a couple seconds, Mike. Why are the playoffs so long?
The answer is money. The first round used to be a 5-round series. They upped it to 7. I did an analysis. How much difference does that make? I think I found one series that changed because of the extra 2 games. So the NBA wants to make a lot of money.
No surprise there. Here in Now Sports Analyst, yeah. Mike Pesca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.